Ever feel like your website's kind of like lost in this massive
Yeah.
sea of websites? Like a message in a bottle, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's a really common feeling. A lot of businesses, they just don't realize how important it is for people to actually be able to find them online.
Right, it's like setting up a shop in the middle of nowhere.
Exactly. And this article we're looking at today, Texto Pagado, Online Positioning, SEO Semim, it really hits on that.
Yeah, it basically says having a website. It's not enough, not even close. You got to be strategic, especially these days.
You really have to, it's so competitive out there. Like the article says, most people, they don't even go past the first page of their search
Oh,
results.
totally. I'm guilty of that myself. Okay, so that means you got to get your website up there on that front page. How do you do that?
Well, the article talks about two main strategies, SEO and SEMIM.
Okay, yeah, I've heard of those, but honestly, I could use a little refresher. What are they exactly?
So SEO, search engine optimization, that's like the long game.
Yeah.
You're making your site attractive to the search engine so you rank higher naturally.
Oh, okay, so it's about playing the long game.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then there's SEM, search engine marketing, that's more like instant visibility. It uses paid advertising to get you seen right away.
Gotcha. So it's like a 1-2 punch.
Exactly. You can use them together for a really powerful effect.
Makes sense. The article mentioned a company, Latin Flash, that uses some interesting SEO strategies, particularly with backlinks. What are backlinks again?
Oh, imagine someone recommending your website to a friend. That's kind of what a backlink is. Another website linking to yours, it shows you're credible. You're worth checking out.
Ah, okay. So it's like a vote of confidence from another site.
Exactly. And Google and the other search engines, they love to see that. The article talks about how this company, Latin Flash, they get their clients featured on these big, important websites in their field. It's like instant authority.
Smart. And speaking of things that make a website stand out, what about these SEO keywords? I hear that term thrown around a lot.
Oh, yeah, keywords are huge. Basically, they're the words and phrases people actually type in when they're searching online. You got to figure out what your ideal customer is typing in and then use those words on your site.
So, like if I'm selling, I don't know, handmade furniture, I should probably have the words handmade furniture on my site.
You got it. Although it can get more specific than that. You have what are called short tail keywords. Those are like the
Yeah.
really common ones. And then there are long tail keywords.
Long tail, what are those?
Those are longer phrases, way more specific. So instead of just handmade furniture, maybe it's rustic farmhouse style dining table made from reclaimed wood. See how much more targeted that is.
Wow, yeah, that's really specific. I bet there's less competition for those long tail ones too, right?
You bet. And the people searching for that, they're ready to buy. They know what they want.
Okay, so it's like you need a mix of both, right?
Ryan.
The broad appeal and then the laser focus.
Exactly. Cast a wide net and reel in the specific customers too. So we've talked about SEO, which is huge, but what about SEM? That was the other one, right?
Right, SEM is like the fast track, right? If SEO is building up your website over time, SEM is more like I need customers now.
Yeah, you could say that. It's all about paid advertising, getting your website in front of people right when they're searching for what you offer.
So you're essentially paying for a prime spot on those search results, right? Like instead of waiting to climb the ranks organically, you're buying your way to the top.
That's a good way to put it. It's really effective, especially if you need to see results quickly, or maybe you have a new product you're launching.
Makes sense. So you can kind of give it that extra push.
Exactly.
Now, I remember the article mentioned something called A/B testing in relation to M. What's that all about? Sounds kind of technical.
It's not as complicated as it sounds. Basically, you're testing out different versions of something to see which one works better.
Okay, so like what? You'd have two different versions of your website and see which one people like more.
Well, not the whole website usually, but you could test different headlines, different images, even different calls to action. You show one version to one group and another version to another group and track which one gets better results.
So it's all about optimizing, figuring out what really grabs people's attention.
Precisely. And Texto Pagado talks about how Latin Flash, they use this A/B testing for everything. Headlines, images, you name it. They even test different landing pages, the page people land on after they click your ad.
Wow, they really put a lot of thought into it.
They do, and it pays off. By constantly testing and refining, they figure out exactly what works best for each client, and that means more customers and more sales.
So it's not just throwing an ad out there and hoping for the best.
No way. It's about being strategic, using data to make informed decisions.
That's fascinating. I'm starting to realize how much goes into all of this, SEO and SEM. It's really its own science.
It really is, but you don't need to be a scientist to make it work for you. The key is understanding your audience, knowing what they're looking for, and then tailoring your message accordingly.
So even if someone listening is thinking, okay, this all sounds great, but I'm not a tech expert, it's still possible for them to improve their online visibility.
Absolutely. You don't need to be a tech wizard. You just need to know the basics and be willing to learn and experiment.
So understanding your audience is key. But what about all the other stuff, like the technical side of SEO and SEM? That still seems kind of intimidating.
Totally. And that's where it can be super helpful to team up with the pros, like Latin Flash. They can handle all the complicated stuff like keyword research and making sure your website is structured in a way Google likes.
So you're saying you don't necessarily need to become an expert yourself. You can outsource it.
Exactly, freeing you up to, actually run your business. Plus, when you have experts on your side, they can really customize a strategy that fits your goals and your budget.
Makes sense. It's like you wouldn't try to do your own taxes if you didn't know what you were doing, right?
Exactly, leave it to the professionals.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here.
Yeah.
We talked about how SEO is like the long game, building a strong foundation for your website, and then SEM, that's more like the quick boost, getting you seen right away. It seems like you need both for a really solid online presence.
Totally agree. And the thing is, SEO and SEM, they're not static. They're constantly changing. What worked last year might not work this year.
Oh, for sure. Google's always tweaking their algorithm up.
Exactly. So you
Yeah.
got to stay flexible, always be learning and adapting.
That's true for pretty much everything in the business world these days, right? Always be learning. Well, this deep dive has been incredibly insightful. We learned that online visibility is more important than ever. It's not just a nice to have, it's a must have if you want people to find you. And the good news is, you don't have to be a tech whiz to make it happen. By understanding the basics of SEO and SEM, and maybe even teaming up with some experts, businesses can really stand out online and reach those ideal customers. So, listeners, I hope this has inspired you to take a closer look at your own online presence. It's a fascinating world out there, and with a little bit of effort, you can make the internet work for you.